3HL powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Matt Duchesne coming up in about 15 minutes. Also, your chance to win Predators tickets, right? So you'll want those. You don't need to go anywhere. So Derek Mason was just on with us to talk about Vandy's signing day class. They added five players today, including another quarterback, a couple of JUCO transfers, an Ohio State transfer, a safety out of Louisiana, Donovan Kaufman. They're very excited about.
By the way, he said a couple of schools got in there yesterday and today about the situation that's going on at Vanderbilt. And he walked down the hall, put Dr. Lee on the phone. And he goes, I guess that's her first victory.
That's amazing.
That's outstanding.
And I mean, that is just boss move by Dr. Lee.
Give me the phone.
And if you're a Vanderbilt fan, that should fire you up. But we've all been trying to make sense of the Malcolm Turner deal and what is his – time ultimately mean a year and 3 days? What did he accomplish? There are all these questions, but Don was asking about essentially relationship communication with Malcolm Turner. Where was all that? This is
with your head football coach,
with your head football coach and your athletic director, your head football coach. He was in the midst of a tough season. Just, this is what Derek Mason said.
I think he was very, conscious of our routine as a coaching staff and what we were trying to do. I think he was there more or less to just look at facilities and take a look at, what people were doing and what people had. When you talk about, our relationship outside of that, we had a couple of conversations, I believe. Most of my conversation went through Candace. Candace was a football sport administrator, so her, myself, and Jason Grooms had a lot of conversations, and those things were relayed back to Malcolm, and if Malcolm needed anything, but then he would talk to me. So I think we had, an open line of communication. He was always, thoughtful, in terms of, trying to stop by and just say hello. But for me, there's been a lot going on. I've had to focus on my players, my program, my coaches, and any changes that I needed to make, to get our program moving forward. So, I've been less focused on, more or less, what was happening there because my communication was going back and forth with Candace.
Wow. Mickey?
You were an associate AD.
I can tell you this.
What's your reaction to this?
I can tell you this.
3, 2, 1.
My responsibilities were for marketing the athletic department and selling tickets mostly. I spent time in the coaches' offices, multiple coaches every day, head coach and assistants. And I wasn't the AD. I was not the director of athletics. Golly, man.
You're fired up.
You are not doing your job, Malcolm Turner. If you have a coach who is failing, his season is going down the tubes, and you are not spending time down there, for Derek Mason to have to say, there were a couple of times. Are you kidding me? And Derek is trying not to make him sound bad to come up with that. You should have a parking space in front of the football office because you are down there so much. Oh, my gosh. Him leaving after a year was good, if that's the case. We all tried to give the benefit of the doubt. That was an out-of-the-box hire. That wasn't even out of the box. That was, here's the box. This is out of the box. Go down the street, find another box, get out of that box too. And then maybe walk down the street some further, find another box, and get out of that box too. He had no college experience whatsoever other than going to college. He never worked in college athletics. He didn't play college athletics. I had more experience in college athletics than he did. So our whole thought was, and maybe somebody's thought down there was, okay, this guy's a businessman. He can raise some more money. He can raise some more funds. He can sell this program to the public. It was so dang empty down there. By the end of the football season, you could have thrown a grenade in the stands and not hurt anybody. But holy crap, if you're not helping your football coach and you're not down there all the time, and Derek, again, was trying to be nice, oh, my gosh. You are failing as a hire in every way, and getting rid of him was the best thing you could have done. If you got to go to Candace Story Lee to send a message to the athletic director instead of doing it yourself and have him have open line of communication with you, oh my gosh, you're swimming upstream with one arm tied to your other arm behind your back tied to both your feet. And you're already fighting an administration that doesn't give two craps about athletics. And then you got an athletic director that you have to make an appointment to see. Oh, gosh. If you're Derek Mason, how have you not punched a hole in every wall down there in that building? Maybe that'd get a remodel done. If I was him, I'd go punch a hole in every wall right now. Maybe that would get some stuff fixed. Holy crap. Pass the Tylenol.